Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's the kind of adventure you'd expect from Josh Gates and Discovery. In one of his most ambitious expeditions yet, Josh takes us along to Egypt on the search for ancient artifacts as they open an Egyptian sarcophagus for the very first time. The identity of the mummy inside, a mystery for 3,000 years, possibly until now. And the world will be watching live a special two-hour event, Expedition Unknown Egypt Live, premiering Sunday, April 7th, live on both coasts, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on Discovery, simulcasting on Travel Channel and Science Channel, and airing in nearly 100 markets around the world. Now, with Josh, an all-star team of adventurers, including world-renowned archaeologist Dr. Zahi Hawass, the former Egyptian Minister of Antiquities and Director of Excavations at numerous sites, a highly respected Egyptologist known for his charisma and ability to reach out to the public. For more than 30 years, he has been raising awareness of archaeology and the preservation of Egypt's precious heritage. Dr. Hawass has made a number of major discoveries over the course of his career, one of the most significant research efforts, the Egyptian Mummy Project, which used modern forensic techniques such as CT and DNA analysis to answer questions about the royal mummies. And Josh's Discovery Channel hit series, by the way, Expedition Unknown, returns for a fifth season, Wednesday, April 10th, 9 Eastern Pacific on Discovery. Josh, an adventurer, explorer, TV personality, producer, best-selling author, holding degrees from Tufts University in archaeology and drama, a member of the Explorers Club, a prestigious organization dedicated to the advancement of exploration and field research. Expedition Unknown Egypt Live, premiering Sunday, April 7th, live on both coasts, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on Discovery, and Josh and Dr. Hawass with us on This Week in America. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You know, Josh, this is such a unique experience for the viewer. We get to watch you uncover history that's been literally buried in the sands of Egypt for thousands of years, and we get to watch you do it live. This is exciting for us. Has to be exciting for you as well.
It's hugely exciting for me. You know, the whole premise of Expedition Unknown is to try to bring our viewers around the world and to expose them to a real adventure and to a real expedition. This is the ultimate expression of that. You know, we're going to be inviting viewers to join us in real time in an ancient Egyptian cemetery and to explore chambers and tombs and to open a sarcophagus on live TV. This has not been done before. This is a really one-of-a-kind event and a chance for viewers to not just watch a show, but to really live it, to really be a part of the adventure.
Doctor, talk about what we're going to see. This is a rare opportunity for us to see the inner chambers of an excavation site. What are we going to see, and what really should we be looking for?
You know, I have to tell you first that I lived near this site for 2 years when I was in the age of 20. And actually, this incredible discovery site, it's 7 miles away from me. And the chief of the guards came to me to tell me about this sarcophagus that found seven miles away in 1927. You know, in that time, I did not have the money to excavate, and I really lived to the site, and I forget completely. But last year, this completely happened again by accident, for the first time, to discover a major, big, large cemetery. Next to what? Next to Nefertiti and Akhenaten site, next to the great temples of the god Thoth, the god of wisdom, and to discover a big, large cemetery under the ground. With beige corridors, with a huge limestone sarcophagus inscribed in hieroglyphics, dated back 2,500 years ago. This three sarcophagus that found completely intact recently were going to open the life. And the third one is going to be amazing, because the third one actually is big one, and it has the titles of the great of the five of the god Thoth. I mean, this man was the second after the king, an important man, means maybe a big, important mummy. Inside the mummy, major important artifacts. Around the sarcophagus, another artifact. We will excavate all of this for the first time, live. We need to bring the tourists back to Egypt. We need to tell the world that Egypt is safe. We need, because if we have tourists, we can restore the Egyptian monuments.
You know, this is going to be so amazing in watching, and it's been described as a treasure trove of antiquities. Josh, talk about that, because it's going to be hard for us as a viewer, I think, to focus on one thing at a time, because I have a feeling we're going to be overwhelmed by all of the antiquities we're going to be seeing there for the first time.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that we're not going to have a chance to see everything that's down there, and I think it is going to move fast. But that is part of the thrill of discovery. You know, it's not every day that archaeologists find something like this. This isn't just a single burial. This place is an acropolis. It is a buried cemetery. And so there is a real treasure trove of history here. And I think that we're going to be able to see a slice of that in the time that we have. Hopefully we get a chance to see some of these incredible artifacts. And then I think our big goal is of course, to open a sarcophagus and to see who's inside, to see if we can reveal a mummy to the world. So I think it's going to be a really fast-paced evening with a lot of incredible fun.
You know, Doctor, as I mentioned, you've been involved in some very important archaeological projects in Egypt. How important is this? I think as I'm reading this, it's probably hard to understate the importance of what we're going to see on Discovery.
You know, it is. I've been involved now with a major important work, which is the second project, the Egyptian Mummy Project, to reveal the secrets of royal mummies in Egypt. But this discovery, I want you to imagine with me that we are going to be under the ground and we'll have two people who are expertise in opening a sealed sarcophagus. The last sarcophagus that will be at the end of the show that will open, first of all, people have to watch how those people will be able to reveal and to open the lid, a huge lid from the sarcophagus. That's one. Number two, the moment or the second that the public all over the world will see what's inside, it's amazing. I don't want you to think of the shadow of Al Capone, but I want you to think that this is a sealed sarcophagus. The man, the owner, was the great of the five of the Gatto. He's an important man. For sure, I'm telling you, as an archaeologist, I can smell the past. I smell there is something important. We'll be shown life for the first time to the world.
Expedition Unknown, Egypt Live, premiering Sunday, April 7th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on both coasts on Discovery. With us on the program, the host, legendary explorer, adventurer Josh Gates, along with world-renowned archaeologist, Egyptologist, Dr. Zahi Hawass, talking about what we're going to see during the broadcast. Josh, let's talk about the preparation. You have so much you're attempting to juggle there. It is a live broadcast. You have all of these historic artifacts that you'll be looking at as well. Talk about your preparation for this live broadcast and how you go into that the two-hour window that you'll be broadcasting live.
Well, obviously, there's a huge amount of technical preparation that's going into it, and the ability to bring cameras underground like this and then transmit that via satellite to go live to both coasts in the U.S. is a huge technical challenge. Thankfully, Dr. Hawass and I don't have to worry about that part of the evening. I think for me, much of it is about being in the moment. You know, we're going to go down there, and really, we don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know exactly what we're going to find. And so, for me, in some ways, I'm kind of relinquishing the sort of host role here to some extent. We have a great guy, Chris Jacobs, who's going to be doing the topside hosting for us. I think for me, it's very much about being with Dr. Hawass, going on this real-time exploration, and seeing where the night takes us. And so, I think in that sense, it just couldn't be more exciting, because I'm kind of in the position of the viewer, which is we're on this exploration, and anything could happen.
Doctor, you mentioned before what this means for Egypt. You're known for your passion for history, civilization, for your country. Talk about the importance that this holds for Egypt, because the whole world is going to see this unfold before our very eyes.
Because, you know, I really believe that this show will educate the people everywhere about archaeology. And this is the first time, actually, that you are entering inside a big, large cemetery in the desert that's located near the most important site in the world. And you are going to teach the people excavation. This never happened before. And the other thing I want to tell you, why this show is very important to us. You know, we have traveled for the last few years, but Egypt began to be stable now. We have a stable government, but we want to give a message to the world that Egypt is safe. Because, you know, if we have tourists, we can restore the Egyptian monuments. And the Egyptian monuments do not belong to Egypt only, but belongs to all of you, to the Americans and the French and the whole world. This is the civilization and the world. We need to restore it. With the money from tourists, we can really show more shows. Discovery Channel is making a big, important educational show for the first time to open on Sunday night in front of every family watching the TV. It's going to be amazing. And people will think about magic, will think about the mystery, will think about excavation, about discovery, and also can think about the curse.
Josh, probably best to put that in the back of your mind, at least until the two-hour broadcast is over with. Josh, besides watching this unfold on television, talk about the social media presence as well. Instagram, Twitter, we actually sort of get to be there with you.
Yeah, so this is, you know, look, the whole goal here is to have viewers be a part of this in real time. So along with watching the show live on Discovery, it's being simulcast on Travel Channel and on Science Channel. And also, viewers can download the Discovery Go app, and there's going to be a whole second screen experience there. There's going to be behind-the-scenes footage, different things they can interact with, different videos. We're also going to be posting to Instagram throughout the day. I'll be posting to Twitter as well as to Facebook. And so this is a chance for fans to really have this full experience of being there with us.
Josh, I got about 30 seconds. Talk about kicking off a new season in spectacular fashion. How are you going to top this for the new season that begins on April 10th?
Well, yeah, we have an awesome new season. A few nights after the live show on April 10th, Expedition Unknown returns for its fifth season. We're going to be traveling to Scotland. We're going to be looking for Nazi treasures in Germany, lost World War II pilots off the coast of California. It's really our biggest, most global season yet, and so I'm thrilled for viewers to start with Egypt Live and then to join us a few nights later for the kickoff of the new show.
Sounds like we're going to be spending quite a bit of time with Josh over the next couple of months. With us, Josh Gates on the program, along with world-renowned archaeologist, Egyptologist, Dr. Zahi Hawass. We're talking specifically about Expedition Unknown, Egypt Live, premiering Sunday, April 7th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on both coasts on Discovery, and the fifth season of Expedition Unknown returning April 10th, 9 Eastern Pacific on Discovery as well. Gentlemen, we'll be watching on Sunday night. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. Information online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.